好開心再嚟到粵語堂度講道。
It has been such a long time, about 2 to 3 years since I last preached here.
上次講道都應該係兩三年前嘅事啦。
So I'm very excited to be able to share the Word of God with you this morning.
所以我好興奮同你哋去分享出神嘅話語。
But I also want to offer an apology to my dear brother Lawrence.
佢同我講聲唔好意思。
I had to keep changing the script the last minute.
他在講道時都會改的。
So Lawrence is very nervous. Is that right?
Okay.
I will try and keep this very simple. Today's theme is how to grow a healthy church.
今天的主題是怎樣去發展一個好像一個健康的好像基督的教會。
And I think this is a topic that concerns every one of us.
咁我諗呢個題目咧，都係每一個人都會好關注嘅。
Church is such an important part of our life, isn't it?
教會係生命中一個好重要嘅一部分。
Yet it can be also cause of so much problem.
但係佢亦都會引致到好多問題喎。
One person once said that the church is one of the most conflicted institutions in the world.
有人話教會係一個最多係世界上最多紛爭嘅地方。
Whether it's true or not, church is important to us.
無論呢句説話啱與唔啱，教會係非常重要嘅。
So the question before is how do we grow a healthy church?
所以個問題就係我哋點樣可以成長一個健康嘅教會咧？
And here I have 3 points that I want us to just focus on.
在這裡我有三個重點。
First point is rethinking about pastoral ministry.
第一就是重新思考教牧的事工。
The second point, rethinking about your ministry.
第二是重新考慮你的事工。
And the third point is rethinking about what a healthy church actually looks like.
還有第三是重新思考什麼是一個健康的教會。
Point one,
第一點
rethinking about pastoral ministry.
就是再重新思想一下，是一個什麼教牧的事工。
If you look at the passage that was read to us, verse 12 to 13 tells us that Paul is very concerned about how to grow a healthy church.
在12至13節裡面講到說保羅是很關注是怎樣去成關於牧師和教師的職責的。
In verses 12 and 13 and verse 16, Paul is talking about the growth of the church.
在12、13節和16節，保羅都是講到話點樣去將教會成長。
But what is God's way of growing the church?
咁神係以咩方法去帶領成長呢個教會咧？
Well, verse 12, Paul tells us God's way of growing the church.
保罗在十二节度讲出话系会员，大家都系会要去成长呢个教会。
He tells us that when every member is equipped to do the ministry, then the church will grow.
咁保罗话到咧，佢话系每一个会员都系要去装备佢哋嘅事工，咁咧就会去令到教会成长。
And again in verse 16.He tells us when every part is working properly, the church will grow.
咁喺十六節嗰度話八節各按其職，咁佢就話咁個教會就會成長啦。
So what is the way God grows His church?
咁神係點樣去帶領教會成長呢？
It's when every member is equipped and play their role properly.
當每個人他們是有受到裝備和去做他的份內事的時候。
I think we need to pause and reflect on this for a moment.
我們停一停，停再重新思考一下。
Let me throw the question to you this morning.
讓我問你一個問題啊。
Do you see it as your personal responsibility to grow the church?
你覺得你自己個人有沒有責任去令到教會成長呢？
Don't worry about other people. Do you see it as your responsibility to grow the church?
你唔好理人哋點睇，你覺得你自己有冇責任去帶領個教會成長？
And I'm not talking about just the pastor or our deacons.
唔單止係牧師同埋執事。
I'm not talking about our elders.
亦都唔係長老。
I'm talking about every single person in this congregation.
我係問緊每一位喺會堂裏邊每一位嘅人。
Do you see it as your personal responsibility to grow the church?
你覺得呢個係咪你自己嘅責任去帶領教會成長呢？
Because Paul tells us that is God's strategy for growing His church.
因為保羅講到話呢一個係係每個人嘅策略去令到教會成長。
Well, if that's the case, what then is the role of the pastor?
咁你諗下，咁一個牧師佢嘅角色係啲乜嘢咧？
I think verse 12, and I would encourage you to look at it for yourself. Verse 12 is critical.
咁第一個字就係、就會非常之重要嘅。
He tells us the role of the pastor is to equip the believers to do the work of ministry and to grow the church.
佢講到話係要裝備每一個聖徒去各盡其職。
Let me stress that again.
我再重新去再講。
Thank you, Matthew. There it is, verse 12. The role of the pastor is to equip the saints to do the ministry to grow the church.
係咁啊，一個牧師佢嘅責任咧就係要去裝備聖徒，去令到教會成長。
You see, the pastor's role, according to verse 12, is like that of a coach.
咁你睇到喺十二節嗰度講咧，佢就係教牧師嘅，就好似一個教練咁樣。
And what is the role of the coach?
咁教練嘅係做啲咩職責咧？
They don't necessarily play the game. That's not their role.
佢哋唔係去參賽。去帶領去比賽喎。
Their role is to equip the team to play the game.
佢嘅角色係帶領去會眾，去裝備會眾，去點樣去打呢場比賽。
The role of the coach is to equip the team not only to play the game, but to also play it well.
咁唔單止淨係話點樣去打呢場比賽啦，而且係點樣係打得好。
The role of the pastor is to be a coach.
咁一個牧師嘅職責就好似一個教練咁樣。
Now, can I say that this is often very different to how we think of the pastor?
咁我哋都通常對於一個牧師，我哋都有唔同嘅諗法。
We often think of the pastor like our doctor.
我哋覺得牧師就好似一個醫生咁樣。
When you have a problem, go and see your doctor.
你有問題嗰陣，你有病痛嗰陣，你就去見醫生啦。
When you need help, you go and see your doctor.
你需要幫助嘅時候，你就去睇醫生。
Now I think there is some truth about that.
咁我諗呢度係當然係有佢嘅真理喺入邊嘅。
But can I say that often this is the primary role we see how we see our pastors?
我通常都會覺得我哋通常都會咁樣睇我哋嘅牧師。
He is there to care for us.
佢喺我哋嘅身邊去睇關心我哋。
He is there to do the visitation.
佢會嚟探訪我哋。
And to counsel people with problems.
佢會係一個好似即係佢會係一個counsel， 即係一個輔導我哋。
But Paul tells us that we want to grow strong, healthy churches. We have to rethink the role of the pastor.
但保羅話到。當我哋要想建立一個健康嘅教會嘅時候，我哋要諗下一個要重新唔同嘅方法去諗一個牧師係點樣嘅。
And we have to see his role as that of a coach whose role is to equip us to do the work of ministry.
我哋係要睇佢將一個牧師當成係一個教練去裝備我哋。
Now let me give you two examples how this works out.
咁我俾兩個例子大家。
A bad example and a good example.
一個唔好嘅，一個好嘅。
I remember many years ago, I was going through the membership list.
咁好耐之前，咁我就係去睇過一個會員嘅名單。
And discussing with our leaders how some of the people are coming along spiritually.
咁我問當中嘅領袖，佢哋嘅會友，佢哋係喺屬靈嘅成長係如何咧
？Some were struggling to read the Bible and pray.
有啲係喺讀經上同埋祈禱上都有掙扎。
Because of work. Work was very busy.
因為他們的工作很繁忙。
When we talked about who should go and visit these people, what was their response?
當他們說認為是哪一個是需要探訪他們的時候，他們都不覺得不是他們需要做的事。
One person paused and thought for a moment.
有一個人停下來，就想了一陣。
And he said,
It's
probably best for the pastor to go and visit these people.
他認為這個應該是牧師去探訪這些有問題的人。
Now, do you think that's actually reasonable?
那你覺得合不合理呢？
I said to the leader,
那我跟這個位領袖說,
If you want me to go and talk to every single person who has a spiritual problem, how many times will I be able to see that person?
如果我要每一日都要見一個位弟兄姊妹的話，那我要花多少時間去見這個人呢?
With all the other additional things I have to do,
那另外我還有其他的事要做。
I might be able to see that person once or twice a year.
那我可能只是見到這位人的弟兄姊妹呢，一年都是一至兩次而已。
In addition to all the meetings I have to go to, preparation, I will not be able to see that many people that often.
除了我還有其他事情要做，所以我都一年來都不會見到那個人非常頻密了。
See, our thinking there is the pastor has to go and do that work.
通常有人哋就話係呢個牧師先至要去做呢啲工作。
Let me give you another example.
咁我另外俾多一個例子你啊。
Many years ago, I met a man in this congregation, not this congregation, in CCC.
咁我好多年前都見過另一位弟兄。
I saw some desire that he wanted to grow.
我睇到佢係好有好希望想去屬靈上有成長。
I began meeting up with him and equipping him for ministry。
咁我喺咁我就係裝備佢喺兩個喺事工上都有準備。
Eventually he grew to become one of our Bible study leaders。
最後佢係成為一個查經小組嘅領袖。
He never done anything like that before。
佢從來都未做過嘅。
He had never ever led a Bible study before.
他從來都沒有帶領過查經。
One day he shared with me that a member of his Bible study group was having a marital problem.
有一天當這位成員他跟我分享說他當中有一位成員是有婚姻上的問題。
He said to me that he will talk to this person, a married couple.
他跟我說他會跟這個人去輔導同埋去話佢保持啊，同埋俾阿牧師知道。
Excuse me. He said I do not need to do anything. He will just keep me informed.
佢話佢同牧師講佢唔需要做任何嘢，佢只係需要俾佢知道就得啦。
He was a person who was equipped to do the ministry.
他就是這個人被裝備的人去做這件事的事工。
And he was doing it well.
他做得很好。
You see, what is the role of the pastor?
那你明白到一個牧師的角色是什麼呢?
Is he there to do the ministry?
他是不是親自去做這個事工呢?
Or is there to equip the saints to do the ministry?
他還是去裝備聖徒去做這件事的事工。
If we want to grow this church,
如果你想令到教会是有成长的话,
we need to rethink the role of the pastor.
我们需要去重新思考牧师的角色。
And his role is to equip the saints to do the ministry.
他是要装备圣徒去做他的事工。
Now that being said,Now, that being said, one of the most obvious questions for this congregation particularly is, we don't have a pastor.
咁大家最明顯嘅問題就係話，我哋呢度冇牧師喎。
But I want to say we need to rethink what we mean by a pastor.
但我都希望大家重新思考到究竟牧師係點樣嘅意思。
Now, in saying this, let me be very clear about the situation of partial vacancies in Sydney.
咁等我講下喺悉尼裏邊有幾多嘅教牧嘅空缺咧。
Not many people realise there is a massive shortage of pastors throughout Sydney, let alone Australia.
其實大家都唔知道，其實喺澳洲或者係悉尼嘅地方，其實都牧師都係好大嘅短缺。
Do you realise in Sydney alone there are 40 to 50 Anglican churches which do not have a senior minister? 40 to 50
咁你知唔知道大約有40 to 50間聖公會嘅教會，但係都係冇一個主任牧師咧。
There are similar numbers in the Baptist and Presbyterian denominations.
就算喺浸信會或者長老會都有類似情況。
And do you realize that in the Chinese churches we are facing a critical shortage of senior ministers?
咁我哋都有冇意識到，其實喺華人教會都會慢慢走向危機，因為好多主任牧師都會即將退休。
Why is that?
咁點解咧
？Most of the senior ministers are going to retire soon.
因為好多主任牧師都會就快退休。
And there's no one to replace them.
而且冇人可以接替到佢哋。
And there's also a great shortage of English pastors throughout Sydney and the rest of Australia.
就算是英文在澳洲都會在英文的教會都很難找到牧師。
Given the shortage, what do we do?
在這個短缺情況之下，我們可以做什麼呢？
I think we need to rethink about what we mean by a pastor.
我們要重新思想一下牧師是一個怎樣的角色。
See, when the Bible speaks of a pastor, it's speaking more than just someone who's full-time,who has seminary training and is ordained. It's more than just that.
咁我哋要知道，当圣经讲到牧师嘅时候，我哋应该唔单佢哋我哋以为佢哋系需要一个全职嘅侍奉，同埋要以为佢哋系要受到全职嘅神学训练。
In the Bible, a pastor is a mature believer.
喺圣经里边系一个信耶稣嘅人。
Who has a solid understanding of the Word of God?
佢係講到神嘅話語。
Is able to teach and is prepared to lead the church and care for the church.
咁佢係會即係好多牧師都係會自己自學嘅。
So the Bible's understanding the pastor is much broader than we often recognize.
所以喺我哋都會諗到牧師係會比我哋想象中嘅範圍係廣好多。
Now there's a Lawrence is a little extra something I want to say, so I'll say it very slowly.
Okay.
Many years ago, a Christian leader was asked, "What do we do when we don't have a pastor?"
咁好多年前咧，呢位領袖問我，當我哋教會冇一個牧師係點樣
？He said two things.
佢講出兩樣嘢。
One.All the husbands and fathers should pastor their own family and teach the word of God to their wives and to their children.
当所有屋企里边屋企嘅丈夫咧，个个都系要去带领去培训屋企嘅家庭成员。
So all the husbands here and all the fathers, you are mini pastors to your small church called your family.
在呢度，你哋嘅會眾裏邊咧，各位爸爸同埋丈夫，你哋都係喺一個小型教會入邊嘅一個牧師，就係你嘅家庭。
And secondly,
第二
，He said that the leaders should come together.
我哋嘅領袖咧就應該要喺埋一齊聚集
，fast and pray，
去禁食祈禱。
About who amongst themselves should be the pastor of this congregation?
邊一個係應該係屬於我哋嘅呢個堂會嘅牧師
？I think there's a lot of value in thinking about that way.
咁我哋如果係咁諗嘅話，就應該更加有價值。
If we think much broader than our normal understanding, there are a lot more people who can do pastoral ministry than we recognize.
咁如果我哋將個範圍諗大啲嘅話咧，咁就會我哋會領會到咧，其實係我哋可以有好多嘅牧師嘅人選。
And I will not be surprised that a lot of people are doing it in this congregation, but we just don't call them pastor.
我哋可能喺我哋會眾裏邊都有好多都係咁做，不過我哋都冇領略到你其實你自己都已經係做緊一個牧師嘅角色。
There are already people in this congregation who are leading the congregation.
我哋當中呢度有啲人係已經領導緊個會堂。
Who already care for the people in this congregation?
已經有人係喺度關懷緊其他人。
And who are trying to equip the saints to get them to serve each other?
亦都有去培訓、去裝備其他會眾去點樣去侍奉。
Back to my script. In summary.
Okay. 咁總結嚟講。
We need to remember the role of the pastor is he is a coach.
我哋就係嘅一個牧師嘅角色就係一個教練。
And his role is to train and equip the saints to do the work of ministry.
佢就係要裝備聖徒去做好佢嘅事工。
Well, let's come to my second point.
咁第二點啦。
Rethinking our role.
就係重新思想我哋嘅角色。
If the role of the pastor is to be our coach to equip us for the work of ministry, what is the ministry he is to equip us for?
咁如果咁當時話牧師同埋教師佢哋係一個教練嘅話，咁我哋又要做啲乜咧
？And verse 15, Matthew, can you put verse 15 up?
第十五節就咁講。
The work of ministry is to speak the truth to each other in love.
保罗喺十五节嗰度话，系喺爱用爱心说诚实话。
In other words, the key ministry that will grow the church is the loving speaking ministry that happens between you people.
咁另外一个就系个令到教会成长嘅关键就系话系要用爱心说诚实话。
There are so many good things we can do in this church. So many good things.
我哋喺呢个教会入边可以做到好多嘅事工。
But the most critical ministry that will grow the church is simply this one ministry.
我哋喺但系最重要嘅就系只系有一样嘢。
It's the loving speaking ministry that you have between yourselves.
就系用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进。
You see, here's the problem.
你睇下呢个就问题所在啦。
While the Sunday sermon is important, it is not sufficient.
雖然主日講道係好重要，但係係唔足夠嘅喎。
Let me say it again. While the Sunday sermon is important, it is not sufficient.
星期日嘅講道係好重要，但係係不足夠。
Why is that?
點解咧？
Because the strength and the health of the church was never intended by God to rest solely.On the Sunday sermon alone,
因為一個健康嘅教會唔係淨係單單睇星期日嘅講道。
The teaching of God's word was always, always meant to be an every member ministry.
教導神嘅話語係每一個成員嘅責任，每一個成員嘅事工。
Think about it for a moment.
你自己大家諗下。
It was all about the Sunday sermon. We have massive problems.
就係我哋嘅週日嘅崇拜，我都有好多嘅問題。
First problem.
第一個問。
Not everyone comes to church on Sunday.
唔係個個人都可以喺每個星期日都嚟到噶。
That means they missed out the Sunday sermon.
咁佢哋可能會錯過咗星期日嘅講道。
Second problem.
第二問題。
In any congregation, no matter how big or small.Everyone has different questions and different issues.
無論喺某邊個堂會裏邊咧，每人都有大小不同嘅問題。
Some have family issues.
有啲可能有家庭嘅問題啦。
Some have marital issues.
有啲有婚姻嘅問題。
Some have health issues.
有啲可能喺愛上問題。
Some have work issues.
有啲有工作上嘅問題。
Some have financial problems.
有啲可能係金錢上嘅問題。
Many of us have spiritual issues.
有啲可能係屬靈上嘅問題咧。
How much can a Sunday sermon, 30 minutes at best, do to address all those thousands and one questions that we all have?
咁究竟喺一個半個鐘頭嘅講道裏邊，究竟可以解決到呢啲幾多到呢啲問題咧
？Probably It's important, but it's not sufficient.
咁應該其實唔係好足夠解決到嘅。
So how do we address all these different questions and issues that every single person have?
咁我哋點樣可以解決到當中呢個問呢啲問題咧？
It is through every member ministry, it's through the every member ministry of speaking the word of God to each other.
就係叫到大家去用神嘅話語去彼此鼓勵。
You see, the teaching of God's word may begin in the pulpit, but it is to continue on in our conversations.
咁我哋神嘅教神嘅话语嘅教导唔系单单净系喺个讲台上边，而且系喺教会以外嘅地方。
It may begin here, but needs to continue on in morning tea time.
唔单止净系喺呢个讲台上开始，而且仲系喺一阵茶点嘅时间会继续。
It needs to continue on after church.
同埋喺離開教會之後，我哋嘅呢樣嘅教導係依然會繼續。
Over 飲茶，
可能係飲茶嘅時候。
In our family homes，
喺我哋屋企嗰度。
Between husband and wife，
或者係夫妻之間嘅對話。
Between the parent and child，
或者係去父母同孩子之間嘅對話。
And this then comes back to the role of the pastor。
咁呢啲角色都係一個牧師嘅咁嘅角色。
What is his role？
咁佢個角色係乜嘢
？To equip you，
去裝備你
，to be able to speak the word of God to each other in whatever context in any context you find yourself in。
去用神嘅話語去教導大家。
And that's how we grow the church。
咁呢個就係我哋點樣去成長一個教會啦。
But this comes to my last point。
咁我哋最後一點啦。
What does a healthy church look like？
咁一間健康嘅教會又係點樣嘅咧
？What Paul tells us what a healthy church looks like？
咁保羅喺又係點樣講到一間健康嘅教會嘅咧
？Verse 13， have a look at verse 13。
第十三節。
Verse 13， Paul tells us the healthy church looks like Jesus。
佢都保羅喺十三節講到話一個健康嘅教會就係。一個好似耶穌基督嘅樣子。
A healthy church looks like Jesus。
一個健康嘅教會就好似耶穌咁樣。
Again, it's important to pause and reflect on this。
咁呢度都要重新反思一下。
When we think about a healthy church, normally what do we think about？
當我哋諗到一個健康嘅教會嘅時候，我哋會諗到啲乜嘢咧
？Oh, a healthy church is friendly and welcoming。
咁啊，一個好健康嘅教會應該係好好友善同埋好感到係受到招待嘅。
The numbers are growing。
人數都係不斷增長。
We have a nice building。
咁我哋有一座好靚嘅教堂。
We have great programs。
咁我哋有好多好充分嘅節目安排。
Well, what does the Bible say healthy church looks like？
咁聖經入邊講到話一個健康嘅教會係點樣嘅咧
？It looks more and more like Jesus。
佢係越嚟越似耶穌基督。
So here's my question to you。
咁呢個就係我問你嘅問題啦。
The Cantonese congregation。
我哋嚟到呢一個堂會入邊。
Does it look like Jesus？
我哋呢個堂會似唔似耶穌咧
？Does it look like Jesus？
像不像耶稣啊、
what does the church look like when the church says it looks like Jesus? What does that look like?
当一个教会话系好似耶稣嘅时候，咁佢系点嘅样呢
This is where, and we don't have time. You should read chapters 4 to 6 of the book of Ephesians.
咁咧，我哋应该系由睇以弗所书第四至到第六章。
Because in verses 4 to 6。Paul spells out in very concrete ways what a church, what a mature church looks like.
咁喺第以弗所書第四章至到到第六章咧，保羅講到話一個健康教會係有啲乜嘢嘅標記係點樣嘅樣嘅。
Let me just read out some of them.
咁我讀出某一啲咧。
And you know, I'll get you to read it in your own times.
咁大家可以喺私下我翻屋企再繼續讀。
4:17 they are different to unbelievers。
喺4:17其實係與非信徒係有不同嘅。
4:23, they have new attitudes, which is different to the world.
4:23就係話心思意念上更新。
In 4:25-27, they put off falsehood.
24:25-27係摒棄謊言，講真話。
They speak truthfully to each other.
佢哋係講對大家係講誠實話。
They're able to manage their anger.
佢哋會控制佢哋嘅憤怒。
They share with those in need.
佢哋會同有需要嘅人分享。
Not just with their friends.
唔單止係同佢哋嘅朋友分享。
They seek to speak what is only helpful to the building up of each other.
佢哋係用真理去建立大家。
They get rid of all bitterness and rage and anger.
佢哋除去一切嘅苦毒惱恨嘅。
They compassionate, kind, and forgiving.
佢哋係好仁慈相待，有憐憫。
They walk in Christ-like love.
佢哋係憑愛心行事，好似基督嘅愛咁樣。
There's no hint of sexual impurity.
佢哋係冇淫亂。
They submit to each other in love.
佢哋係以愛去彼此順服。
They build strong marriages that are Christ-shaped.
佢哋建立好似基督一般咁嘅婚姻。
There's discipleship that goes on the home where the parents are actually discipling their kids.
佢哋喺屋企度去建立佢哋嘅家庭啦，去訓練佢哋家庭，同埋去保持工作、生活、家庭嘅平衡。
They are balanced in work, life, and family.
佢哋係屋企工作、生活同家庭都有平衡。
And it goes on and on and on.
咁呢個名單清單就會繼續嘅。
And I encourage you to read chapters 4-6 if you want to see what this church should look like.
咁我建議大家去翻屋企再繼續睇第四至第六章，一個健康嘅教會係應該係點樣嘅。
See, that's why what we mean by a healthy church.
咁呢個就係我哋認為嘅一個健康嘅教會係點。
We mean it looks more and more like Jesus.
我哋係要越嚟越似耶穌基督。
And that's why a healthy church seeks. In a healthy church, everyone is speaking the word of God to each other.
咁每人咧都係以神嘅説話去同大家去即係去對話嘅。
And the role of the pastor is equip the saints to be able to do the ministry and to do the ministry well in order to grow a church to be more like Jesus.
而牧師就係個角色就係去裝備聖徒，去帶領佢哋每一位聖徒去侍奉。
Let's pray that we will certainly grow this church, not only the congregation Cantonese, but the whole of CCC, to be more and more like Jesus.
让我们一起祈祷去为到这个CCC去继续去成长。
And that when we come to church, that we are speaking the word of God to each other.
我们来到教会都是以神的说话去建立大家。
Let me pray.
那我们请大家祈祷了。
Father, we give you thanks for this service and for all the services for the whole of CCC. As we come to church every Sunday, may we always have a word of encouragement to speak to each other. And not only just on Sundays, at morning tea, after church, over yum chas, over meals, in the family homes, we pray, Lord, that we will all be able to speak a word of encouragement, the word of God to each other. In order to build your church up to be more and more like Jesus in every way. In his name we pray this. Amen.
Amen.
Good job. Good job. 我们多谢牧师的心声和 Lawrence 的翻译。下面是奉献的时候。奉献是基督徒对神感恩的回应，亦都係我哋對神表示崇敬嘅一個具體嘅行動。奉獻嘅方法有出口處個奉獻箱啦，或者係電子轉帳，或者係掃呢個二維碼。好，我哋奉獻嗰陣時候係唱《活著為耶穌》。
用我哋預備按心奉獻的時候，我們一起唱一首詩歌。這首詩歌我們會唱兩次兩節而已。麻煩司琴。好，我們一起唱這首歌《活著為耶穌》。 活着为耶稣真平安，喜乐之光何永不干，思念谁来临我不放，活着为耶稣他在旁，求主将我当侍奉你，求主将我当赞美你，使我活在主慈爱里，永远活在主不转你，活着为耶稣得安息，吐我主气如复满日，但为主生活听至命，直到就有主与路程，求主将我当侍奉你，求主将我当赞美你，使我活在主慈爱里，永远跟随主不转你。
好，我们为献金祷告。亲爱的天父，感谢你给我们丰丰富富的供应，让我们从未缺乏。现在献上些微的金钱，求你悦纳。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。下面是欢迎新来宾，今天有没有第一次来我们教会的朋友，有弟兄姊妹呢？如果有的可以挥下手或者站身，让我们认识你。如果是没有的话，那我们就